Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 6. Then Ezra praised the Lord, the great God, and all the people chanted, Amen, Amen, as they lifted their hands. Then they bowed down and worshipped the Lord with their faces to the ground. The rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem in just 52 days was an amazing achievement. But Nehemiah was quite clear that there was something that was even more important, ensuring that God was at the center of the city's life. In this chapter, Ezra, the priest, addresses all the people, bringing out the book of the law of Moses. This may refer to the whole of the Pentateuch, that's to say, the first five books of the Bible, or perhaps just to the book of Deuteronomy. What we know for certain is that Ezra read for 3 hours. This was quite a marathon, but it's recorded that the people listened closely to the book of the law. We read that Ezra stood above the people, and as he opened the book, the people all stood up and praised God. What an amazing moment that must have been, as the people lifted up their hands in worship and shouted, Amen, Amen, and then bowed down with their faces to the ground. It is, of course, possible for us to worship God by ourselves, but to do so in a corporate setting with lots of other people is such a great encouragement. It's a powerful expression of our unity and our shared dependence upon God. God's people have always loved worshipping together, and we must treasure every opportunity we are given to do so. We learned a great deal during the pandemic about the importance of worshipping together. Who would ever have thought that the day might come when we wouldn't be able to gather in our churches? And in those times when we were able to meet, who would have thought that it would be illegal to sing songs of worship? But despite all the restrictions, God's people continued to worship him. What an amazing testimony it was to our nation that even when we were not able to worship together in one place, we continued to worship God together online. You simply can't stop God's people from praising him. So let me ask you a question. Why is worshipping God together important to you? And now let me pray with you. Dear Father, thank you for the privilege of being able to worship you. Help us to treasure every opportunity of worshipping with our Christian brothers and sisters. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available to you at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God give you a really great day.